drugs. I am now going to diverge here and give some understandings on drugs. However, it is not really a divergence, since drugs have been used by people on Earth almost since the original loss of consciousness in Pangaea. People have used drugs to increase the split between spirit and will, even to the extreme of dying to escape feelings and consciousness they have not wanted to accept, and also to try to heal the split and regain feelings and consciousness they have believed they lost. Understandings are needed about drugs, which include all of the currently popular consciousness-altering drugs. The use of drugs is not being recommended by me because there are numerous risks involved. In addition to the known risk, there are also unknown and currently unsuspected risks, including the risk that drugs can open your energy field to things you do not fully understand. While drugs can temporarily elevate unbearable pain, it is necessary to protect the energy field of the person using drugs so that other influences cannot enter. Drugs can alter your consciousness in ways that your usual, everyday level of vibration does not normally experience, because these drugs can show you more that you can assimilate into your consciousness. This means that some drugs can help show you the way, but they are not the way, in that they cannot do it for you. You must still utilize the information to increase your own awareness and vibration. The use of these drugs is not helpful if the insights gained from them are not integrated into the person's normal state of consciousness. And the person using drugs needs to know how they can help. Drugs are not help when they take the form of dependency or addiction, because you may have to reclaim your personal power from the drugs. This might even mean going over all of the steps you thought you were taking toward healing again, without the drugs. Drugs have often been used to override, disconnect from, or rise above the will and body. Drugs are substances that can be difficult for the body to eliminate, especially if the will is undermined, and the will of everyone on Earth today is undermined. The accumulation of drug residue can have a gradually increasing and deadening effect on will and body, and can be noticed as reduced function and reduced sensitivity. The dosage of the drug must then be increased to produce a similar effect, and when this increases the residue, which calls for increased dosage once again. The accumulative effects of drugs, these drug-induced impairments and losses, can be gradually enough that they may not be noticed until, for many people, they are irreversible and sooner or later, except in cases of people who would not be alive without certain medications, results in an earlier death than would have been likely otherwise. Drugs have shown themselves to be treacherous because of their ability to gain a hold on the ones using them. Any judgment held about drugs affects the experience of the ones using the drugs. So if someone believes they must have a drug, then they must have the drug. If belief is held that a drug is necessary to get high, or that pain cannot be handled without drugs, then that will be the person's reality. Some of these beliefs are held at a very deep level and can require a considerable amount of deep movement to shift effectively. Many people have had an uneasy, unsettled, empty feeling that they have tried to avoid with drugs and other ways. Some people have masked and avoided symptoms with drugs until the body's problems have become extensive and serious. If surgery is required, even anesthesia for surgery will result in eventually having to accept both the pain of the surgery and the other levels of pain that part of the body accumulated from the denials it received and had to hold when the messages of its symptoms were not being accepted. Drugs have a place like everything else, and sometimes relief from pain is necessary. Sometimes expansion of consciousness is helped, but for many, drugs have declined into a habit pattern which is not helpful. Drugs have actually damaged many more people than they have helped, so be careful with the use of all drugs. If you want to recover your will, drugs may not be what they seem to be. In more people than not, the relief, the upliftment, the increased consciousness, or whatever was originally sought, has, with habit and time, taken them where their conscious mind did not think it was going to go. Habitual, long-term drug use can become the decreased consciousness the drug users were seeking to transcend when they begin using the drugs. As your will becomes free and more attuned, you probably will not want to use drugs, but nothing should be entirely ruled out. I will emphasize that drugs can be a treacherous path that can lead you into your own pit of denials, whether you are ready or not, and whether you know how to handle this or not. An understanding also needing mention is that people are not ultimately meant to decide about the use or non-use of drugs for one another. Because, once again, denials have played a large role in this intimidating form. When some people judge drugs to be damaging, they may have been accurate as far as their knowledge went, but the form of a judgment is not useful. More than the drugs, it is the consciousness using them that is the determining factor. Drugs cannot be used to permanently further your own denials or to avoid what has seemed to be unpleasant or too overwhelming without having to recover this denied essence later. Healing the whole self includes bringing consciousness and the healing presence of loving light into all places of pain. You need to let yourself be aware of what you are doing and why you are doing it, and be willing to accept as soon as you can anything that drugs have been helping you escape, such as intense pain or grief. Nothing is left unfelt when you are completely present with yourself. Any space in which you were unconscious holds feelings that need to be accepted. This is not to say that you are always going to be in pain if you do not shut anything out. But unconsciousness is the response of not being able or not being willing to accept something when it is happening. Responsibility for disconnection and denial must be taken as soon as the spirit involved is able to do it. Spirit, heart, will, and body actually do remember the pain of surgery and everything else that has been experienced, even from life to life. At some point, everything will have to come forward to be cleared and given a place of acceptance. The loss of memory of recent lifetimes, and even distant lifetimes in places such as Pan, Lemuria, and Atlantis, is all based in denial. If you use drugs, use them with these understandings in mind, and not to increase your own denials.